Chapter 8, Ahetuka Cheetahs, Ruthless Cheetahs. If we want to know ourselves, we should not merely know the moments of Akusla Cheetahs or Kusla Cheetahs, but other moments as well. When we see something ugly, we dislike what we see. At the moment of dislike, there is Akusla Cheetah rooted in dosa, aversion. Before there is dislike, however, there must be moments of merely seeing visible object. At these moments, there are not yet Akusla Cheetahs, but cheetahs which are without root, in Pali, Hetu. There are six jetasikas which are Hetu or root. Three of these Hetus are Akusla. They are Lopa, attachment, Dosa, aversion, and Moha, ignorance. Three Hetus are Subhana, beautiful. They are Elopa, greedlessness or generosity, Edosa, non-hate or loving-kindness, and Emoha, Panya or wisdom. The cheetah or jetasika, which is accompanied by a Hetu, is Sahetuka. Sa means with. For example, Dosa Mula Cheetah is Sahetuka. Moha and Dosa are the Hetus which arise with Dosa Mula Cheetah. Cheetahs without Hetu are Ahetuka Cheetahs. There are many Ahetuka Cheetahs arising in a day. Whenever we see, hear, smell, taste, or experience tangible objects through the body sense, they are Ahetuka Cheetahs before cheetahs with Akusla Hetus or with Subhana Hetus arise. We are inclined to pay attention only to the moments of like and dislike, but we should know other moments as well. We should know Ahetuka Cheetahs. There are altogether 18 types of Ahetuka Cheetah. As I will explain, 15 types of Ahetuka Cheetahs are Vipaka Cheetahs, and 3 types are Kirya Cheetahs, that is, cheetahs which are inoperative, neither cause nor result. 7 of the 15 Ahetuka Vipaka Cheetahs are Akusla Vipaka Cheetahs, that is, results of unwholesome deeds, and 8 of them are Kusla Vipaka Cheetahs, that is, results of wholesome deeds. When a pleasant or an unpleasant object impinges on the eye sense, seeing consciousness only experiences what appears through the eyes. There's no like or dislike yet of the object. Seeing consciousness is an Ahetuka Vipaka Cheetah. Cheetahs which like or dislike the object arise later on. These are Sahetuka Cheetahs, arising with Hetus. Seeing is not the same as thinking of what is seen. The cheetah which pays attention to the shape and form of something and knows what it is does not experience an object through the eye door, but through the mind door. It has a different characteristic. When one uses the word seeing, one usually means paying attention to the shape and form of something and knowing what it is. However, there must also be a kind of cheetah which merely sees visible object, and this cheetah does not know anything else. What we see, we can call visible object or color. What is meant is what appears through the eyes. When there is hearing, we can experience that hearing has a characteristic which is different from seeing. The cheetah which hears experiences sound through the ears. Only in being aware of the different characteristics of realities and investigating them over and over again will we come to know them as they are. People may think that there is a self who can see and hear at the same time. But through which door can the self be experienced? The belief in a self is wrong view. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and the experience of tangible object through the body sense do not arise without conditions. They are the results of gamma. eye sense, ear sense, smelling sense, tasting sense, and body sense are rupas which are produced by gama. They're the corporal result of gama. Only the mental result of gama is called vipaka. And thus, only citta and jetasika, mental factors arising with the citta, can be vipaka. Rupa is not vipaka. The Buddha taught that everything which arises must have conditions for its arising. When we see something unpleasant, there must be a condition for it. It is the result of akusala gama. Akusala vipaka cannot be the result of kusala gama. Seeing something pleasant is kusala vipaka. This can only be the result of kusala gama. The vipaka citta, which arises when there is the experience of an unpleasant or pleasant object through one of the five senses, is ahituka. At that moment, there are no akusala hetus, that is, unwholesome roots, or sabana hetus, that is, beautiful roots, arising with the citta. Seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, and the other sense cognitions which experience a pleasant object or an unpleasant object through the corresponding sense doors are ahetuka vipaka cittas. There are two kinds of ahetuka vipaka experiencing an object through each of the five sense doors. One is akusala vipaka and one is kusala vipaka. Thus, there are five pairs of ahetuka vipaka cittas which arise depending on the five sense doors. There are also other kinds of ahetuka vipaka citta which will be dealt with later on. The 10 ahetuka vipaka cittas, which are the five pairs, are called in Pali Divi Pancha Vinana, 2 × 5 Vinana. As a footnote, Divi is 2 and Pancha is 5. Summing up, they are 1. Seeing consciousness pair. In Pali, Chaku Vinana. Chaku means eye. R. Akusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling, upeka, and kusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling. 2. Hearing consciousness pair. In Pali, sota vinana. Sota means ear. R. Akusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling, and kusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling. 3. Smelling consciousness pair. In Pali, gana vinana. Gana means nose. R. Akusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling, and kusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling. 4. Tasting consciousness pair. In Pali, jivha vinana. Jivha means tongue. R. Akusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling, kusala vipaka, accompanied by indifferent feeling. 5. Body consciousness pair. Gaya vinana. Gaya means body. Akusala vipaka, accompanied by painful bodily feeling, that is dukkha vindana, and kusala vipaka, accompanied by pleasant bodily feeling, that is sukha vindana. The ahetuka vipaka cittas, which see, hear, smell, and taste, are invariably accompanied by indifferent feeling, upeka, no matter whether they are akusala vipaka or kusala vipaka. The citta which dislikes the object may arise afterwards. This citta is sahituka, with hetus, roots, and it is accompanied by unpleasant feeling. Or the citta which likes the object may arise. This citta, which is also sahituka, with roots, may be accompanied by a pleasant feeling or by indifferent feeling. We are inclined to think that the Divipancha Vinanas, such as seeing or hearing, can occur at the same time as like or dislike of the object, but this is not so. Different cheetahs arise at different moments, and the feelings which accompany the cheetahs are different too. These realities arise each because of their own conditions, and they are non-self. The feeling arising with body consciousness, which experiences tangible object through the body sense, cannot be indifferent feeling. It arises either with painful bodily feeling or with pleasant bodily feeling. When an unpleasant tangible object is experienced, the feeling which accompanies the ahituka vipakacitta is painful bodily feeling, dukkha vandana. When a pleasant tangible object is experienced, the feeling which accompanies the ahituka vipakacitta is pleasant bodily feeling, sukha vandana. Painful bodily feeling and pleasant bodily feeling are nama, which can arise only with the vipaka citta, which experiences an object through the body sense. Bodily feeling is conditioned by impact on the body sense. Both bodily feeling and mental feeling are nama, but they arise because of different conditions and at different moments. For example, we may have pleasant bodily feeling when we are in comfortable surroundings, but in spite of that, we may still be worried and also have moments of mental unpleasant feeling which accompanies dosa mula citta. These feelings arise at different moments and because of different conditions. Pleasant bodily feeling is the result of kusala gama. The mental unpleasant feeling which arises when we are unhappy is conditioned by our accumulation of dosa, aversion. It is akusala. The whole day, there are tangible objects experienced through the body sense, which is a kind of rupa. Tangible object can be experienced all over the body, also inside the body, and thus the door of the body sense can be anywhere in the body. Whenever we touch hard or soft objects, when cold or heat contacts the body, and when we move, bend, or stretch, there are unpleasant or pleasant objects experienced through the body sense. When there is bodily impression, one may wonder whether pleasant bodily feeling or unpleasant bodily feeling arises. One may notice the coarse bodily feelings, but not the subtle bodily feelings. For example, when something is a little too hard, too cold, or too hot, there is painful bodily feeling, dukkha vandana, arising with the ahituka vipakacitta, which experiences the object through the body sense. One may not notice the subtle bodily feelings if one has not learned to be aware of realities. The arhat, when he experiences an unpleasant object or a pleasant object through the body sense, has painful bodily feeling or pleasant bodily feeling arising with the ahituka vipakacitta, which is body consciousness. But he has no akusala cittas or kusala cittas after the vipaka citta. Instead, he has kriya cittas, inoperative cittas. As a footnote, the arahat does not perform kusala gama or akusala gama, deeds which produce results. For him, there is no gama which could produce rebirth. End of footnote. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salayatana Vaga, Kindred Sayings About Feeling, Book 1, Paragraph 6, that the Buddha said to the monks, "The untaught many folk monks feels feeling that is pleasant, feeling that is painful, and feeling that is neutral. The well-taught Aryan disciple monks feels the same three feelings." Now here in monks, what is the distinction? What is the specific feature? What is the difference between the well-taught Aryan disciple and the untaught many folk? For us, Lord, things are rooted in the Exalted One. The untaught many folk monks, being touched by feeling that is painful, weeps and wails, cries aloud, knocks the breast, falls into utter bewilderment. For he feels a twofold feeling, bodily and mental. Touched by that painful feeling, he feels repugnance for it. Feeling that repugnance for the painful feeling, the lurking tendency to repugnance fastens on him. Touched by the painful feeling, he delights in pleasant feeling. Why so? The untaught many folk monks knows of no refuge from painful feeling save sensual pleasure. Delighting in that sensual pleasure, the lurking tendency to sensual pleasure fastens on him. End of quote. Is this not real life? Touched by painful feeling, we long for pleasant feeling. We believe that it is real happiness. We do not see life as it really is, dukkha. We wish to ignore sickness, old age, and death, lamentation and despair, and the impermanence of all conditioned realities. We expect happiness in life, and when we have to suffer, we think that pleasant feeling might cure us of suffering, and we cling to it. In the Buddhist teaching of the dependent origination, as a footnote, in Pali, Paticca Samuppada, the teaching of the conditionality of all namas and rupas of our life, end of footnote. It is said that feeling conditions craving. Not only pleasant feeling and indifferent feeling condition craving, but also unpleasant feeling conditions craving, since one wishes to be liberated from unpleasant feeling. Visuddhimagga, chapter 17, 238. Furthermore, we read in the sutta, and I quote, "If he feels feeling that is pleasant, he feels it as one in bondage. If he feels feeling that is painful, he feels it as one in bondage. If he feels feeling that is neutral, he feels it as one in bondage. This untaught many folk monks is called in bondage to birth, death, sorrow and grief, woe, lamentation and despair. He is in bondage to dukkha. So I declare. But monks, the well-taught Aryan disciple, when touched by painful feeling, weeps not, wails not, cries not aloud, knocks not the breast, falls not into utter bewilderment. He feels but one feeling, the bodily, not the mental. If he feels a feeling that is pleasant, he feels it as one freed from bondage. If he feels a feeling that is painful, he feels it as one that is freed from bondage. If he feels a neutral feeling, he feels it as one that is freed from bondage. This well-taught Aryan disciple monks is called freed from the bondage of birth, old age, from sorrow and grief, from woe, lamentation and despair, freed from the bondage of dukkha. So I declare." End of quote. Feelings arise because of conditions and fall away again. They are impermanent and they should not be taken for self. We read in the kindred sayings, Salayatana Vaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, 3rd 50, paragraph 130, Halidaka, and I quote, "Once the Venerable Kachana the Great was staying among the folk of Avanti at Osprey's haunt on a sheer mountain crag. Then the house father, Halidakani, came to the Venerable Kachana the Great. Seated at one side, he said this, 'It has been said by the Exalted One, sir, owing to diversity in elements arises diversity of contact. Owing to diversity of contact arises diversity of feeling. Pray, sir, how far is this so?' Herein, House Father, after having seen with the eye a pleasant object, a monk comes to know as such eye consciousness that is a pleasant experience. Owing to contact that is pleasant to experience, arises happy feeling. After having seen with the eye an unpleasant object, a monk comes to know, as such, eye consciousness that is unpleasant experience. Owing to contact that is unpleasant to experience, arises unpleasant feeling. After having seen with the eye an object that is of indifferent effect, a monk comes to know as such eye consciousness that experiences an object which is of indifferent effect. Owing to contact that is indifferent to experience, arises feeling that is indifferent. So also, House Father, having heard a sound with the ear, smelt a sense with the nose, tasted a savor with the tongue, experienced tangible object with the body, cognized with the mind a mental object that is pleasant, owing to contact that is pleasant to experience, arises happy feeling. But after having cognized a mental object which is unpleasant, owing to contact that is unpleasant to experience, arises unhappy feeling. Again, after having cognized with the mind a mental object that is indifferent, in effect, he comes to know as such mind consciousness that experiences an object which is of indifferent effect. Owing to contact that is indifferent, arising feeling that is indifferent. Thus, House Father, owing to diversity in elements, arises diversity of contact. Owing to diversity of contact arises diversity of feeling. End of quote. If we are mindful of realities which appear through the different doorways, we will come to know from direct experience different characteristics of namas and rupas. We will know different types of citta and different kinds of feeling. We will understand that all these realities are only conditioned elements and not self. We will know from direct experience that there are not only cittas accompanied by lopa, dosa, and moha, and cittas accompanied by beautiful roots, but also cittas which are ahituka, cittas without roots. One may not find it useful and interesting to know more about seeing, hearing, and the other realities appearing through the different doorways. However, in order to see things as they are, it is essential to know that the citta which, for example, hears sound, has a characteristic which is different from the citta which likes or dislikes the sound, and that these cittas arise because of different conditions. What the Buddha taught can be proved by being mindful of realities. Questions for Chapter 8. 1. Which are the six hetus, that is, roots? 2. When there is seeing, it may be kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka. Are there hetus accompanying seeing consciousness? End of Chapter 8.